News, I'm Ben Thomas. Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz has filed a resolution to oust Kevin McCarthy as House Speaker, this after McCarthy relied on Democrats to pass a bill to fund the government. McCarthy tells Fox News Channel he's not overly concerned by Gaetz.
He'd have to get all the Democrats to vote with him to be able to remove the Speaker, and I just don't think that's good for the House. I don't think it's good for the country. What my point is, bring it on. Let's get over with. Let's get this over, and let's get focused on what the American people want.
Donald Trump sat through day one of his New York civil fraud trial today, complaining it took him off the campaign trail, yet declaring victory. Julie Walker has details.
Aggrieved and defiant, former President Donald Trump spent Monday in court for the sometimes testy start of his civil trial in a fraud lawsuit that he calls a witch hunt.
It's election interference. They're interfering with the presidential election of 2024.
But the Republican presidential frontrunner did compliment the judge, who he has been railing against nonstop, for a ruling in his favor.
I think that was very good. That last 5 minutes was outstanding.
The judge suggested that testimony about Trump's 2011 financial statement was beyond the legal time limit. Julie Walker, New York.
California Governor Gavin Newsom has chosen LaFonza Butler, a former union leader and Democratic insider, to fill the U.S. Senate seat of the late Dianne Feinstein. The U.N. Security Council has voted to send a multinational force led by Kenya to Haiti to help combat violent gangs in the country. A Georgia man has been sentenced to more than 5 years in federal prison for organizing a scheme that stole nearly $2 million in government COVID aid. And Seth Sutel has Wall Street's day.
Most stocks closed lower as higher interest rates continued to tighten their grip on Wall Street. The S&P 500 ended little changed Monday. The Dow fell 74 points. The Nasdaq Composite rose 0.7%.
This is AP News. That's the Tonight Show theme. Late night talk shows are returning as the Hollywood writers' strike ends. Margie Zaraletta has the story.
John Oliver returned to his Last Week Tonight Show by giving a recap on 5 months' worth of stories. Stephen Colbert, Jimmy Kimmel, Jimmy Fallon, and Seth Meyers will return to their shows tonight. The programs have been off the air since May, when the Writers Guild of America went on strike. That was resolved last week. Meanwhile, the actors' union SAG-AFTRA is restarting negotiations with the major studios to end their strike, which has been going on since July. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
A new poll from the University of Chicago and the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research finds Americans think college campuses are more welcoming to liberal ideas and free speech than they are to conservative views. 47% say liberals have a lot of freedom. Just 20% say the same of conservatives. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.